I'm Adam.
I'm Mike.
Welcome back to the Dad Experience. It's been a little bit of a hiatus, but just some new things going on, and just, you know, it's that time
just
of year.
A little bit long.
It's that time of year, though, too, to be busy. It's a lot going on. A lot going on. You know,
lots of snow to be shoveled.
Yeah, I did that today. We got dumped on. Those of you that don't know or aren't from the Detroit area, it's December the 13th, right? Today's the 14th. Today's December 14th. So between the 13th and the 14th, we got dumped on like 8 inches of snow. Most of the schools were canceled. As many of the listeners know, Mike, well, I don't know if they know about you, but I'm a teacher, and Mike, you work for a school as well. So
correct. I'm a paraprofessional.
You're a paraprofessional. So we are, had a snow day today. It's like Christmas, right? You didn't have to go in, right, Mike?
Nope. Just stayed home with the boys. It was awesome.
That's nice. Did you guys do anything exciting since you were home together?
We did some N64 gaming. They played
nice.
They played Pokemon Stadium. Nobody liked losing. It was hilarious.
How do you teach your kids about losing? What are you doing? Like, so if they don't like losing, what's going on? How is it that age? It's probably about that age where they're like, I've got to win all the time. Or,
well, Eli's he's all right with losing sometimes, but other times he's just, it's like 50-50. Liam, it's like winning all the time. If he doesn't win, it's not, he throws a fit. So, we try to like make him lose more often than not.
Right.
So he can get used to not being so
right
aggro about having to win all the time. It's not, right. You know, everybody can be winners, man.
No. And I think I don't know, when we grew up, it was like everybody gets a trophy for everything. And
I don't know.
Was that
about,
when we grew up? I don't know.
No, I don't think that was.
Or maybe I'm just blending it with my career.
You're blending it with your career. Absolutely. These days, everybody gets like a participation trophy. It's terrible.
Yeah. You know, I think people should get accolades for doing something, but I don't necessarily think it should be nobody wins and everybody gets a trophy, you know?
A handshake, a pat on the back. Good job.
It's a competitive society, and it's the way it is.
Here's an orange and some Gatorade. Sit down.
You're talking back to the AYSO days, Mike?
Yeah.
Gatorade only came in green back then. When you were young, did they even have Gatorade?
Yeah, they did.
I know they did. No, yeah, I think it was only green, though. Remember that Gatorade gum?
Yeah, that was god awful.
That was weird. I don't know if they still make it anymore.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe it would be at like box sports store of some kind.
Yeah, probably. Those novelty type, like back decade candy things.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, no, it was gross, but I do remember that stuff. But yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, there definitely was a crazy amount of snow. Do you guys have all your Christmas stuff up? You got Christmas lights?
Yeah, I already have all my lights up.
Yeah.
I had just put my storm door in after being lazy and putting it off. we got that initial dusting of like 2 inches, and I was like, oh man, I'm just going to throw the storm door in here. And then,
yeah,
and then we got
usually
8 inches.
I usually put mine on at Halloween. That's around the time they usually change it out, just because we usually leave those doors open, and then if it's warm enough, we'll sit on the porch. But that's about they usually change it out.
That time came around, and I was like, talking to the wife. She's like, nah, don't bother right now. I'm like, yeah, forget it.
We had some unseasonably warm days, though.
So I just put it off. Put it off.
No, totally. So, well, that's good. So the family's doing well, and the boys are doing well, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty good. How about you?
Good. Everything's good. You know, we did, like I told you before, I was cleaning snow today, and then we took my daughter out into the snow for the first time, because this time last year, we really couldn't leave the house. She couldn't go outside. She couldn't
get
sick. So, you know, she never really experienced winter or the snow born in October. You know, obviously she went through Christmas and winter last year, but we didn't get to get outside. So today, with all the snow, we got her out there and, you know, played around in it. She enjoyed it until it got real cold, I think, on her face. And then I was like, I'm done. So, and I was done too. I'm not going to lie. I was done. I'm like, okay, this is enough. It's plenty of time.
The boys went out too in the back, and they're like, you know, you're going to get your stuff on too, Dad, and come out. And I'm like, you know what? While you guys were sleeping, I was outside shoveling snow and clearing the drive after the plow come through. So I was like, no, I'll stay inside.
Yeah, they're at that age where they can do that. I can't do it. I'll enjoy it, though. Once in a while is not bad either. It was tough snow. I wanted to, like, do a snowman or something because we had enough of the snow, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's too
but
dry.
But it's too powder. It would have been great for skiing, though, man. It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
It'd been great. So, anyways. Yeah,
downhill skiing, I don't know if it would have been so good for
No, probably not because those trails need to be packed down. So, yeah. So today we're going to talk about a little bit about some – it has to do with parenting and being parents, but from the eyes of the parents, being that doing, you know, having your own hobbies, doing your own thing and finding time for your own thing individually, but also as a couple too, separate from the children. So, you know, I know Mike is pretty good about doing that. And the family there is pretty good about making sure that they have their time to make sure everybody's all on the same plane and no one is, being left out of what their needs are. So
right, no one's just left hanging.
Right. So Mike, tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of what your guys' philosophy is and how you make that happen as a team.
Well, one, I mean, just because you become a parent doesn't mean you like put all your other friends that don't have kids or even the ones that do have kids, you don't put those, you don't sideline anybody. You keep those relationships going. I mean,
right.
Parenthood is all-encompassing, but you know, you have to make time for yourself still. You know, you have to keep those relationships going for, you know, just not only for your sanity, but just because that's, I mean, I don't know, you just need to keep those relationships going. Otherwise it's going to be, you're just going to go it alone and then become super dependent on, you know, your kid and your wife for, or your, you know, I should say partner, for your social and entertainment needs. It's just, you got to get out there and one, I mean, keep your hobby, find something.
Right.
Find something to keep you safe.
So how often do you, you know, you kind of manage yourself? Let's look at it on a monthly basis. I guess that's, you know, going from a wide enough scope, but not too wide. Per month, what do you find that you need as a dad or as a parent to have your own individual time away from the family to do your hobby? And maybe tell us a little bit about what hobbies you've found. Maybe they're the same as you had before when you were a dad, or before you were a dad, or they're different. So kind of like, what are the hobbies that you do? And then how often do you see yourself, you know, needing that time?
Well, you know, I occasionally do the, you know, the home brewing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that in a while.
I haven't either.
But,
I do,
you know,
too.
I think that video games, I love playing video games. Mm-hmm. And I can come downstairs and just be alone and do that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, I just like going to the bar occasionally, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to do it all the time, but holy cats, if you're just going to stay at home doing nothing or just have, you know, your partner to talk to, it's just, yeah, there's only so many topics you can cover on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a monthly basis, and that turns into a yearly basis. It's just like beating a dead horse sometimes.
Right. Yeah, so you do this like one weekly, find yourself, you know, once a month.
You know what? I try to get out like once a month.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I get the interim breaks, you know, as soon as the kids go down.
Right. You go find something to do.
Yeah, we can go find something to do, you know, something to fix in the basement or, right. You know, something to screw around with outside in the garage,
right.
Or, you know.
Yeah, I find myself, you know, I have some time every, you know, a little bit every day. A lot of times it'll be, for me, I'll hang out with my wife after my daughter goes down for the night, and then, you know, we'll watch some TV together, whatever. Then after that, we'll go, you know, a lot of times she'll go to bed, and then I'll kind of spend more time watching TV. I love watching serialized shows and different things like that, so I'm all into the whole binging thing a lot of times, so I try and keep up with that stuff, and that's kind of my way to just decompress and not have to think. You know, I deal with kids just like you. I deal with kids all day, and then I come home and I'm a parent, which I love doing. It's amazing. But sometimes you need that time to just the peace of quiet, especially being a music teacher at school. I mean, there's always something some sort of sound or communication going on. So I think that's my down time. And then I occasionally do the home brewing thing, but more so than that, I play out and do some gigging with a band. So now that the baby's here and we all kind of have kids that are part of that group, we don't do it as much, but when we do try and find a few times a year to just get out and play. So that's kind of what I do. And I find it that's very, very, very good to do. And I do have to say, you maybe can tell us a little bit about you, but I do know that, my wife does have her hobbies too. She's into, different things that she does with her girlfriends or just on her own, that she enjoys doing. So,
Yeah. I mean, my wife, James, she goes out, every so often. I think she goes out probably a little more often than I do, but I mean, she works downtown, so and the people that she's friends with, she works with, so.
Right, right. So they do stuff after work or decompress after work. Yeah. Right. That's cool. That's cool. So then kind of transitioning to being a parent, but also doing things as a couple and making sure you find times to do adult things, or, how do you find times? How do you and your wife, now that you've been married a while, find time to do the things that you guys need to do to fulfill the needs, your needs as a couple?
We're lucky in that we have parents that are more than willing to take the kids.
Right.
Not all the time. Like, I would never push that on them, even though I think they both would probably take them as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
We do that maybe, we try to do it like maybe at least once a month where, the parents are watching the boys for a night or two. When we can get them to watch them a couple nights, man, it's heaven. Hog heaven, man.
Yeah, I bet.
Go see a movie, have dinner. Sometimes it's just doing absolutely zero. And people that aren't parents that don't have kids, they just don't understand the value and just the luxury of doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful because, you don't have to, you're not changing diapers. You're not making sure, one kid's not stabbing the other in the face.
You're not sitting down for me for 5 minutes and then, you got to change the diaper. Oh, baby woke up from the nap. Oh,
yep. Yeah. Somebody's screaming bloody murder. What's going on? Somebody hit somebody with a bottle. What's going on? I don't know.
So on the eve of this new Star Wars weekend, are you taking the kids to see it, or are you guys
what's going to happen is James dropping the boys off at the parents tomorrow.
Nice.
I know. And then we're going to see the movie in the morning with friends. And then we're going to go pick up the boys, and then we're going to go to her parents' house and have Christmas with them before they leave.
So you guys are playing hooky tomorrow?
No, I'm working. This is
Saturday.
Eli's got a procedure tomorrow, so she's working from home.
Gotcha. But you're working, so you're going on Saturday to see the movie.
Right, yeah.
Thinking tomorrow is Saturday. I thought so. I was wondering, wait a minute.
No. My parents are taking them Friday night. Sorry.
But you're going, regardless, you guys are going for a couple's friends thing. So there's one of your moments. Did you find that time? No, that's good. We're in the same boat. My in-laws and my parents both will, like you said, I think they would take them more. If we asked them to take them once a week, I'm sure they would. But, we're very lucky in that sense, too, where they would like to take the Eleanor and hang out with her and spend the night, have her spend the night. So we are doing that. We're doing something similar to that with Star Wars this weekend, too. Same thing. We also sometimes will have, like, her parents, they live a far enough distance away that they'll stay. And sometimes her mom will come out and just hang out and just do the baby stuff with the baby. And we can do what we need to do, get done, or just, like you said, still do nothing. So that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
So, but we're lucky, like I said, both, for us with the in-laws and my parents, we're very close, and our families get along, so it's like it's never an issue. We don't ever have an issue with that. So it's pretty cool with that aspect of it. So yeah, we do try and find time to do stuff as a couple. We haven't really got ourselves into a habit of doing that yet. And I think I'd be lying to tell everybody if I said, oh, we're always doing stuff as a couple outside. It's very, very rare that we've committed ourselves together to do stuff, you know, for us is like a date night or whatever. And I need to be better about that. But, you know, it's yeah, something that when we do find time to do it, it's like, man, we got to do this again, like in a month. And then 3 months happen and we're like, oh, crap, we still haven't gone out together. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how to manage that. I don't have a good idea how to manage that or find it other than just maybe the third Saturday of the month. You just always commit with one or the other or rotate once a month and say, hey, we're going to go on the third Saturday. If you guys don't mind taking the child, I mean, that might be something we need to look at, and that might be a good thing to try out. And if anybody out there that's listening to this podcast has an idea of that, I mean, tell us what you do. It's you know, we're not, it's called the dad experience, and I'm failing at that experience. I can tell you that right now.
It matters, your conviction to succeed.
I am not good at that. We're good at doing and having time for ourselves, but I am not good at finding time for us to do date night. So,
oh man,
I hope there's some people out there other than you. And as I'm talking to Mike today, listening to him, and he's giving me advice, he's wearing like a greenish forest green Jedi looking robe. So I have a hard time taking him seriously today.
I'm super comfy. It's like a Snuggie or something.
You wear a Snuggie. That's awesome.
No. It's just a huge.
Nice.
Huge
nice.
Fleece hoodie. It's old.
Nice. I think the stuff is good, and I think we all need to be better. And I'd be curious to hear, you know, from others out there who kind of are mastering this date night thing, or maybe it's just kind of a thing that everybody's stuck in. But I want to hear what other people have done or what they do. So feel free to email us about, you know, what do you do on your alone time as an individual, away from the family, and what do you do as couples, as adults, to get out and do stuff, and how do you get yourself out there? Email us experienceanddad@gmail.com or tweet at us at dadexppodcast. Those are all good ways to get a hold of us and find us and follow us. So we appreciate everybody, you know, getting back to us and, you know, telling us a little bit about themselves. We want to get some more people on and have some more people contribute to our conversation, because no one wants to hear Mike talk all the time.
Nobody wants to hear me talk.
That's not true. So some big doings here, Mike. Some big doings, you know. Over the last month, we have talked to or gotten involved with a network. So the Dad Experience now is a part of the Parents On Demand Network, or POD Network. This is a networking kind of like the other networks. If you're familiar with podcasts, like the other comedy networks or different networks that are out there, this one is just more geared towards parents and families. So, you know, there is a network app that you can find our podcast on, and other podcasts similar to ours. And there's a lot of great ones out there to go on and listen to, and find more parenting advice. And hopefully in the future, we'll find some other podcasts out there that are on the parenting on demand network that we can partner with and sharing with all the other great podcasts that are on this network. So Mike, why don't you start us off and tell us your top three Christmas movies you enjoy watching as a family?
So my top three.
Yeah, I'd say three.
I think top three. I mean, it's gotta be the Grinch, right? The Grinch, the Dr. Seuss Grinch, the animated one.
Mm-hmm.
We watch that all the time. The boys love that. And then, a dual purpose movie, you can't beat, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That one we watch a lot of. That's like Jamie's favorite freaking movie. And it's not bad, but.
No, it's not a bad one. I know that one.
And a movie that I haven't shown the boys yet, but, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can show that one. You'll be able to be okay with
that. I think
so.
Well, I mean, they've seen all this other stuff. I just don't want to give them any ideas about shooting each
other.
Yeah,
but you know what?
But whatever.
We used to watch G.I. Joe and all that stuff, too. I mean,
they don't even make that anymore. It's awful. No,
but I'm just telling you. So it's fine. It's, you know, those are some great examples, Mike. You've got one of the ones that I'm going to contribute with.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. But I do watch that one. That one stands the test of time, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I can tell you this. After a concert, sometimes my kids will watch a movie at school. And that one is the one that kind of, in every single year, in one of the bands, the kids in middle school always want to watch that one. So that one is, like you said, it stands the time. And they watch it all year round. Like, it's not one that needs to be watched just at Christmas or just at Halloween.
Right.
So no, those are some good picks. Those are some great picks. So for me, I guess I have to say, my top three, and some of them are going to be when they're older. I can tell you that right now. But still, still definitely age appropriate, that they wouldn't have to be like accompanied by an adult to see it. Rated R, you know. But the three that I think I would choose, and not any particular order. But Santa Claus the Movie. I don't know. I just have fond memories of that movie. That's an older movie. Not to be confused with the Santa Claus. Not the one with Tim Allen. But this one's Santa Claus the Movie. And I can't remember who it stars. But I do know one of the co-stars is like one of John Lithgow's early movies. And he plays this like evil like toy company owner, and he's creating all these toys that are manufactured poorly, and Dudley Moore is in it, and I can't remember who plays Santa Claus, but he's in a lot of different movies. But anyways, it's Santa Claus the Movie, and it talks about the story of how Santa Claus became Santa Claus, and then it takes on a more modern day twist. Well, modern day for that time, which is now mid 80s. I think 1985 is when that one came out. But but that is one of my favorite. And I remember even when I was a kid you remember when Burger King and McDonald's used to do cross promotions with movies, and you'd get like actual glasses, not like plastic, yeah, but like, I think I have some of those still from this movie.
Yeah, we still get, my parents still have.
My parents still have a lot of them. Star Wars. We have the Star Wars ones.
Yeah, the ones. Star Wars ones. Star Wars.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi. Those are the ones that really stick out. I have some shameful moments about Star Wars too, that when I was a kid that I was going to go see that movie, and they thought it would be too loud for me. So I got to see Heidi, and my brother got to go see Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
What movie did you see?
Heidi. It was an awesome cartoon musical. Oh, and God. It obviously it scarred me enough, Heidi? That I still remember it to this
day. Never heard of that, man.
It was not a very good. It's an 80s, mid 80s movie, early 80s movie. It was not very good. Never saw it again, but I do remember it. It, like, to a T. But yeah, so I can't say that I saw Star Wars in the theater, which bums me out a little bit. But
you know what, I'll be honest, I don't even know if I went and saw it at the theater.
I know my brother did, but I did not. My brother did not. But so that's my first one that I really enjoy, and I started watching that one, even though it's been like piecemealed together by like pausing and playing and running around and being occupied by toy over there, let's go play. But we did get to watch that together. So it's got Dudley Moore, John Lithgow. It's not the Tim Allen one. This is a little bit different. So check that one out with your boys. I think you might enjoy that one, Mike. It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. And the effects, they're not amazing, but they still stand up. And it's not like cheesy weird where you can see them in front of a green screen that looks horrible. It's actually done still pretty well. I think it was a pretty big budget on that movie.
I'll take a look.
My second one that I think I'd enjoy, and this one is probably going to be when she's in teenage years, middle school, probably middle school, maybe late elementary school. If we watch it on TV, maybe on like ABC Family when they do that 25 Days of Christmas. And I didn't say that because ABC's paying us, although they can pay us if they'd like to mention their network.
That's
I'm okay
true.
With that. But I enjoy... Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite movies. But I think when I introduce that to my daughter, it's going to have to be when she's a little bit older, because there's obviously some parts in that need to be edited out, or not. I don't know. I haven't really watched it. But there is, I know they've made it for TV too. So it might be a TV one to watch first, and then, then introduced to the full one. So that's another one that I enjoy. It's a good comedy. It's funny. It's hilarious. And it's still, it's still got that whole family concept to it as well, which is pretty cool. I love that movie. I've always loved that movie. I still have to watch that one every year. And then finally, to tag up on what Mike already mentioned to you with A Christmas Story, And I might add that in my front window right now, I have a full-size leg lamp in my huge bay window onto the street of my neighborhood.
Nice.
I don't know what my neighbors think of it, but and it was compliments of my buddy here, Mike. His dad made it for me.
Mine's broke.
Mine is that's even cooler now because it's like the movie.
No, like it doesn't light up.
Well, you need to change a light bulb there, bud. Mine is great.
Wow.
So and I've got the box, Fragile box and all.
Just like the wife in the movie broke his, Jamie dumped this off a shelf.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, she was all about trying to put it up in our huge freaking picture window.
But did she say, I don't know what happened, it just fell?
No, she immediately fessed. up. Contrary to, you know, what might be typical relationships, she came up and she's like, hey, I don't know what happened. This leg fell down. I wasn't trying to break it. Sorry.
Maybe I'll post a picture. Maybe I'll post a picture of this leg lamp on our Facebook page and put it to Twitter as well as put it somewhere else people can find. But it's pretty sweet. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool craftsmanship, and it goes up every Christmas at my house. So it's definitely a fixture. You know, I think the next step is we're already kind of a Clark Griswold house in that aspect of I've got a bunch of those laser things on my house because I was lazy this year. So my house is full of lasers and Christmas trees that change. And so, well,
hopefully nobody comes and smashes them with a bat or steals them.
I don't think they'll do that out here. I don't think they'll do that where I'm at. And if they do, you know what? It is what it is. It's just how it goes. They'll be getting coal for Christmas this year, right?
Yeah, coal.
Coal. Well,
karma does exist, people.
Well, we do appreciate all of you, and thank you for listening. And like I said earlier, check out the Pod Network, Parents on Demand Network, and look us up on Twitter @DadExpPodcast, or email us any suggestions. If you got some movies of Christmas that you think we missed, or something that we might have missed or told you wrong, you know, let us know. We kind of just work off the cuff here and just kind of move on. We get some topics, we kind of do a little research, and then go. So we'd love to hear from you about what you do with your spouse in your spare time, as adult time or individually, or some of those Christmas movies that you like. Maybe we'll do that again with some other movies, just classic movies we're looking forward to introducing to our children. So as always, please write us a review, like us on Facebook. You know, all those things help us get found, and we look forward to talking to you next time. Maybe we'll hit them up before the end of this year. If not, we'll see you guys all in early January. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Mike, for hanging out with me this evening.
No problem. Thanks for having me out.
We'll see everybody on the flip side on the Dad Experience.
Have a good holiday.